Okay, good morning, everyone. Continuing Hilchos Pasuk Cholov, discussing Chanan, the difference between Chanan and Tav Ke'ikar. We look at the Prima Gadim, Yud Beis, Simon Tzadi Beis, Prima Gadim Yud Beis, and then we look at the maybe a machlekas between the Shach and the Ramah by Chanan below Chaticha. At least look at Chilo. Okay, so the Prima Gadim discusses that Tam Kicker is really what informs the Chanan. Right, the Prima Gadim seems to understand that it's working through Tam Kicker is what makes Chanan work, and there seems to be a difference. There's a difference between Tam Kicker and Chanan. Right, and the main difference between Chanan and Tam Kicker will be evident in the second Nefila, the second mixture. Right, so right with Chanan, you have the Chaticha becomes contaminated. Right, if you don't have Shishim, the Chaticha becomes contaminated. Let's say some Chalev falls on the on a Chaticha's Heter. You don't have Shishim in the Chaticha. You don't have Shishim in the Chaticha connected Keneged al Chalev, so you say Chanan, Chatichas Nas Nevel, it's a through and through Isser, and then it falls into a second mixture, right? And similarly with Chanan, it was similarly with Tam Ke'ikar. When you don't have Shishim, in the Chaticha, so Keneged the Chalev, so then, according to the Rain of Time, you say Kula Isser is Hapech, Kula Katan is Hapech the Isser. The whole thing turns into Isser. But the difference between Chanan and Chaticha Nasa Devela becomes evident in the second mixture. So, according to Tam Ke'ikar, when the Chaticha falls into the second mixture, so then we reevaluate according to the original time. And if you have Shishim connected the original time that it contaminated the Chaticha, the Chalev, so then you can't say Tam Ke'ikar anymore. Tam Ke'ikar is dependent on time being present. If you have Shishim in the second mixture connected the original time, then Tam Ke'ikar cannot proceed. But according to Chanan, in the second mixture, we reevaluate according to the inflated volume of Chanan. Right? And that's according to the volume of the entire Chaticha. So it's going to be easier to nullify the original Tam than the inflated Tam of, well, not the inflated Tam, but the inflated volume of Isser, of Chanan. Right, so that's where Tam Ke'ikar will end earlier. Right, Tam Ke'ikar could theoretically end earlier because you only have to mevatel the original contaminating Tam. But Chanan says you need Shishim connected the whole Chaticha in the second mixture. So the Prima Gadim understands that the mechanism behind Chanan is Tam Ke'ikar, but since in the second mixture it's possible that the original Tam is batal, then Chanan can no longer be Min HaTorah. Right? So the Prima Gadim wants to say Chanan is only the Rabbanan, because Chanan is informed by Tam Ke'ikar, and Tam Ke'ikar in the second Nefila or the third Nefila will be batal. Could theoretically is easier. It's easier to be batal, so the time could disappear when and And if the time disappears, you don't say time keker anymore, and therefore your chanan goes away. So it must be that chanan is only the rabbanan. Now, what is the nafke mina whether we say chetichah nas the veila is min haTorah mid the rabbanan? So the Prima Gadam says the nafke mina is nishbach. Right, the nafke mina is nishbach. Now, what is nishbach? Right, what is nishbach? Nishbach is when you have a tiravis and you know you have rove. You know you have rove. I mean, that's the way we learned it in the beginning of Hilchos Tiravis inside the Ches. Right, you had you know you have rove, and then you had nishbach. So if it was mean. Min b'mino, right? If it's min b'mino, so you know you have rov, you're good. But if it's min b'eino mino, the mechaber paskin, that's it's a suffix on a deraisa. So what's going on over here with the nishbach, right? How is nishbach the nafkamina between the nafkamina, whether we say chanan by shara surim is min haTorah or not? So It's the second mixture is mean, right? Let's think about it in terms of mean b'mino, right? If the second mixture is mean b'mino, the Prima Gadam says the nafke mina is it's mean b'eino mina. But let's go step by step. Let's look first at the nishbach of mean b'mino. So what would that mean? And the chetichah becomes contaminated by chaylev, shari surim. You don't have shishim in the chetichah. That chetichah falls into other chetichahs of mino. So even if you hold, right, even if you hold chanan is min haTorah, right, even if you hold chanan is min haTorah, since it's min b'mino, it's bata b'rov, right, that's the, right, nishbach is, you know you have rov, you're mesupik on the shishim. If the second mixture is a min b'mino mixture, and you're mesupik on the shishim, but you're not mesupik on the rov, even if you hold chanan as the raisa, you're good, because min b'mino is bato b'rov. But if the second mixture is min b'eino mino, so you're going to need samach min haTorah. Right? So the first, so the nafke mina is between chanan, the raisa, and the rabbanan is a min b'mino mixture, that min b'eino mino mixture, that means the first mixture, you didn't have samach connected the chela fell on the chaticha, so you say chanan, right? You say chanan. Now the chaticha falls into a second mixture, which is eino mino. It gets spilt, right? It gets spilt. You are not sure if you have shishim connected the entire chaticha, but you are positive that you have shishim connected the original tam. Right, that's how this works. That in the nishbach of min be'eino mino, you are certain that you have shishim keneged the original tam. But you're mesupik if you have shishim keneged the chaticha, the volume of the chaticha that was nasa's nevela. So if chanan is min haTorah. So then you're not sure if you have some keneged the chaticha. So then, but if chanan is only the rabbanon, so you're mesupik whether you have shishim keneged the chaticha or not. So then it's a safek the rabbanon. Of course, but you must have some keneged the original volume of tam that contaminated the chaticha in the first mixture. Right, that you're not masuk about it. You're certain that you have shishim keneged the original contaminating tam of the first mixture, but you're masupik. Do you have shishim keneged the chaticha? And if you hold chanan is only the rabbanon, so then it's a safek the rabbanon. If you hold chanan is the raisa, so it's a safek. Whether you have shishim keneged the whole chaticha, that's a safek min haTorah. Okay, so the last thing I wanted to address is the Ramah and the Shach. Shach Yud Daled, the Rama says you don't say Hanan by Shar Surim by Lach Balach. And the Shach says you need the Cheshivas of the Shach Yud Daled says you need the Cheshivas of the Chaticha. You need the Cheshivas of the Chaticha to say Hanan. But with Lach Balach, you don't have the Cheshivas of the Chaticha. So the Rama over here, he says over here, and he says in Kuf Gimel Zayin, the end of Hilchos Noisin Tam Lefgam, regarding reinfecting a keli within Me'ez to Eis through boiling water, right? If you have a kli that's usur, and then you boil water within 24 hours, the Rama says that you recontaminate the keli because of Hanan. But he says, but Makom Hesed Yesh Lahatir Bechagavim Shar Surim Bechol Inyan. Rakshi Yiyah Me'ez to Eis Mizman Bishol Ha'iser. So the Rama holds Luchat Chila. You need the Rama holds Luchat Chila. You even say Hanan by Shar Surim, even if it's you don't have a Chaticha, right? Even if you don't have a Chaticha, you just have the bli in the walls of a kli, and you boil water in it, and the bli comes out, and you don't have Shishim. You say Hanan on the water, so you recontaminate the keli, and you reset the Me'ez to Eis clock. So Luchat Chila, the Rama holds Hanan by Shar Surim, even if you don't have. Even by Lach Malach, even though you don't have the Cheshivas of a Chaticha. And he says over here as well that B'makom Hefsid, you can be Soymech on the Mekilim that you don't say Hanan by Lach Malach. It doesn't sound like the Shach is as Machmer as the Rama. The Rama Luchat Chila says Hanan by Lach Malach. It sounds like the Shach doesn't say Hanan by Lach Malach, even Luchat Chilo. But he's not arguing Befeirish on the Rama, but he is saying that it's totally on the Cheshivas of the Chaticha. So that was I just wanted to talk about the differences between. The difference between Hanan and Tam Ke'ikr, which is clear in the second Nefilo. That's the Tam. If you have Shishman connected to the original Tam, you can't say Tam Ke'ikr anymore. And just to be Masbir, what's going on with the Nafkamina between Tam, the Nafkamina of Hanan, Minatora, or not, by Shara Surim, is by Nishmach Min Be'eno Mino, that in the second mixture, you're certain you have shishim keneged the original tam, but you're mesupik on the whether you have shishim keneged the inflated volume because of Hanan. And then we just discussed that the Rama holds luchat chila, you say Hanan by shara surim in by lach malach. So I hope that was helpful. Are there any questions? So, Mr. Katan, you said that this the Rama answers up the Tosos there. Right. In other words, the Rama holds that by Shara Surim, by Lach Malach, you do say Hanan. At least Luchat Chilo, and that seems to be the understanding. That Tosos seems to hold by this concept that you can recontaminate a keli just by boiling the water, and you say Hanan in the water. That's otherwise Tosos has a way out, right? Tosos has a way out if you don't say Hanan by Lach Malach, Tosos would have a way to then. You could kasher the klimidion. So, okay, thank you for joining. All right, shkoyach. Have a great day.